In this IBA podcast, climate justice champion Mary Robinson, President of Ireland from 1990 to 97 and a former UN Special Envoy for Climate Change, explores the rise of populism and its links with tackling climate justice and human rights. Robinson assesses the ongoing need to address the threats from climate change in developing countries, the latest thinking on implementing the Paris Agreement, and the role of societies and business in driving the human rights and sustainable development agendas. She begins by expressing her concerns over the growth of populism seen in the recent Brexit vote in the UK and the US presidential election.
There is a lot of fear. I think there are people who feel they've been left out. I think there are people who felt somehow that they had a place in society that was being undermined by the other coming in, the other from outside, the other taking the job, the other. And it has been whipped up by populism. That's the common thread. The populist Brexit, the populist Trumpism, and I'm afraid populism in many countries in Europe. It's something that we have to absolutely counter because it's a sort of demagoguery. It doesn't use facts and evidence. It uses a very subtle, not too subtle, a very effective way at getting people angry and having an anger against the other. I think it's important that we get back to a reality based on facts and evidence and what matters in real terms. I do see it as a concern because, again, it's asserting a kind of nationalism against others as opposed to what I'm arguing for, the kind of solidarity we're going to need to tackle the problems, the very real problems of our world, of which, for me, the most urgent one now is the existential threat of climate change. We have got to find ways of developing that human solidarity that is part of how countries did agree, and they agreed in negotiated texts, both the Agenda 2030 and the Paris Agreement. I mean, they were an example of multilateralism that was working and is still part of what we now have to implement.
Robinson goes on to discuss Brexit and the values of the European Union.
I think it is a big challenge to the European Union itself, and I think it will need the European Union to remember its real values, which were not argued in the context of Brexit, to have countries that had been at war for centuries come to peace, come to working together, come to cooperation. These were never the values in the whole Brexit debate. On the one side, it was, it will be a terrible economic crisis if we leave. And people didn't like that. They kind of resented being told, you know, Britain will collapse and the economy will collapse if we leave. We have to stay in this European Union, almost whether we like it or not, instead of arguing what the Union was for. You know, the values of the European Union, the human rights values, the solidarity values, the caring about poorer regions that it should be about.
Robinson also talks about dignity and the UN's Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Look at the first sentence of Article 1. All human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. If only we had a world where that was as true as it should be. We talk about the fact that dignity comes before rights, and dignity is that sense of self. You know, if you're homeless and begging in a doorway and nobody sees you, that's the greatest humiliation. You know, not that they don't give you money, but they don't even say hello or they don't even see you in the doorway. That invisibility, that undermining of a dignity. And I think that the Arab Spring was all about looking for dignity. So many struggles are about having a dignity and voice.
In assessing climate injustice in developing countries, Robinson highlights the humanitarian climate disaster caused by El Niño.
The whole of Africa is responsible even now for less than 4% of the emissions of the world. And yet the impacts in African countries and parts of Asia and elsewhere are huge. On top of climate change, you have the layering of El Niño. You have the worst droughts, you have the worst flooding. And they are devastated, and they've fallen into a humanitarian disaster. There are 60 million people worldwide who are part of a kind of hidden, slow-onset climate disaster that we don't even know about and don't hear about, on top of all the other problems like Syria, etc. And, you know, we cannot have this as a humanitarian disaster in the future.
Finally, Robinson provides an update on the UN Climate Change Conference in November 2016 and implementing the Paris Agreement.
There was a proclamation at the end of the COP signed by 197 countries, two more than had signed the Paris Agreement, affirming we are going forward. The business community, as we've heard, the 350 or 360 business leaders who wrote to both President Obama and President-elect Trump saying this must go forward. And what we realized, and it came up a lot in conversation, is that we're now into the stage of implementing the Paris Agreement, which means national action. And I think that climate justice is a concept the world needs now in order to get back to values. The values of human rights and gender equality and human solidarity and a new paradigm of development that is sustainable development. So civil society should be holding governments accountable. Business should be looking for more ambition in order to advance things and say we can go further, we can go faster. We need the 100 billion for developing countries because we need trillions for developing country development. Most of the development has to take place in the developing world, and that means human solidarity. And there's no other way that we will have a future, that we will have a safe world.